One second. Wait, we're back on the record now with the Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club appeal. Back to the appellants on next steps, whether you have additional witnesses or we can move to the next phase of this.
Okay, we have no additional witnesses at this time.
Okay. Anything further from the county with regard to the witness stage, or can we proceed to closing arguments? Okay. How much time would you all like for closing argument?
A bit. I probably have at least 15 minutes.
Okay. I think the order for closing argument would be the appellants, then the county, and then Mr. Allison, if you had a few comments and wish to provide those will be allowed. If you'd like to go ahead and proceed.
Madam Hearing Examiner, in answer to a question Mr. Lynam had asked earlier, he asked about what date that I had tried to go down and have the permit application. Try to have it processed March 29th of 2017.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, no particular order, rather long list of issues, so let's just kind of dive in here. We would like to object to the process up to this point, especially as it pointed to the DCD limiting the scope of the application. This was especially present in the .30 caliber and other limitations, which appeared to be an improper attempt to enforce a court ruling that took care of itself.
Madam Examiner, our objection again is that is in reference to an application, not to the matter that is at hand today. I'm going to encourage you to disregard that.
I understand that there are a host of relevance issues. I think what I'm going to do, though, is allow you all some leeway in terms of making your closing arguments. And of course, I understand the, you know, what is and is not relevant. But as long as your arguments are concise, and I'll allow some leeway, I think is what I'm trying to say. So if you can proceed.
Okay. As was testified to, there was no weight given to the grandfathering of the appeals court in the processing of the application while issues favorable to the county's position were considered. And this was evident in the review document if you read it carefully. Specifically, the appeals court restored our legal nonconforming use, which is commonly referred to as grandfathered rights. 1025 specifically states that it's not affecting grandfathered rights. Those issues were given no weight by the county in the processing of the application, and some issues relative to that were stated by Mr. Lynam. In our opinion, the letter sent, especially the what we refer to as the unless clause that's in evidence, constituted an offer of an extension. It's an offer of an extension that we accepted. And then the county, after the deadline date, pulled back. We understand that there have been a number of issues in these documents, and very probably the most recent document we got, that were administrative errors of one sort or another. Nevertheless, the club has a right to depend upon the assertions of the county in its official documents. We did depend upon them. We made use of them. We were well expecting to get an extension of time when we did not get one. While we have been allowed limited leeway to put testimony on the record, is our position that we're not getting equal protection under the law. We're being unequally treated. and that this is not allowed under law. If the hearing examiner will carefully review our application and the Paulsbow application that's already in exhibits, you will note that they are substantially different in level of detail, and we've gone to great efforts to make sure that's the case. We used the Paulsbow application as a starting point of an application that would be approved by the county because it already had been at that point. That didn't appear to do us any good at all. Additionally, it's our position that the county, in its violation of Kitsap County Code 1025, violating the shall inspect clause that we brought up earlier, because they did so, and because no review was based upon that, they had not completed the process, part of the process, that is required before they can deny a permit. The shall clause makes it mandatory and without discretion. We have had two applications before them. No inspection has been done to date. These various pieces constituted denial of due process in the administrative procedure. The summary of this adds up to arbitrary and capricious. Whatever other proper powers the DCD might have to deny or give an extension of time, it does not extend to actions taken when they are arbitrary and capricious. This overcomes otherwise appropriate powers. Because of this, we're asking for remedy. The most direct remedy would be for the hearing examiner to grant us the extension of time or direct that there be an extension of time. In the alternative, if timeliness is an issue, it would be an alternative remedy to process the materials DCD has in their possession at this time.
As per circulated documents from the Department of Community Development, we do ask formally that the record remain open, and if necessary, remain open if the hearing examiner feels that it is relevant to her information. We'd like her to note that our application and the materials that we have submitted, for the sake of sheer volume, we did not submit before the hearing examiner the voluminous materials that were given to DCD, I believe, on the 31st of January, and would ask the hearing examiner to include that information as necessary. So the application that's contained in our exhibit packet, again, does not include that particular information. And again, just our renewed objection to not having Mr. Rowe here when, as he should be as one of the signatories, and or Ms. Louisa Garbo, were not here to answer questions directly related to the case.
That's all we have. Thank you.
Thank you. Did the county have closing argument?
Yes, briefly, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
May I stay here or shall I take the podium?
As long as we have a microphone, it's up to you.
I'll make for sure it's close then. The county's position with the appeal of this is that the county made no error in denying the extension request that was submitted by Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club. Previous documents that have been submitted for this indicate the conditions by which a request can be considered. However, it is permissive language with may. It is not compulsory language with shall. The county elected to deny the permit application and made no error in doing so. I would like to also direct your attention to Exhibit C1, which was submitted in a timely manner for you to consider today. And within C1, it's got excerpts from a document, which is Kitsap County Code, Title 21.04.030, and it deals with roles and responsibilities. Specifically in that section, the responsibilities of the applicant are, among other things, monitor the time limitation and review deadlines for application. They're also required to manage their project team to ensure requested information is complete and provided in a timely manner to the extent practicable, consolidating inquiries to minimize inefficient review and identifying one point of contact for all communication. Furthermore, applicants are required to review the codes that are pertinent to their application, and in this case, it's Title 21 and also 10.25. It is reviewed in accordance with Title 21, and 10.25 has the basis for that review. We followed Title 21. We used and applied Chapter 10.25. We're under no obligation to warn an applicant that an expiration date is approaching, but we elected to do so for KRRC. We made no promise that an extension would be made, but as my letters indicate, an extension cannot be made unless they ask for the extension. As far as failing to apply anything that's in the code, it's important to remember that our review of this application was not complete at the time that it expired. It was not finished when we issued the determination that we would not extend. The application isn't complete. The applicant is free to apply for another range operating permit. They are free to use exactly the same materials that they submitted before and anything else that they believe to be pertinent in that application. So in summary, the department did not administer the code improperly in denying this application. The applicant is absolutely entitled to reapply for another permit, and they may use exactly the same information if they believe that's in their best interest. As far as leaving the record open, I don't know to what benefit leaving the record open would have to support the decision that is before you. However, of course, we would leave that up to you whether or not, well, without objection. We just doubt that it will produce anything that will help you in you making your decision. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Allison?
A couple of quick ones. The grandfathering nonconforming use that Kitsap Rifle and Revolver Club continually refers to was upheld by the appellate court. However, they present it out of context almost every time. The context of that decision by the appellate court said as it existed in 1993. As I stated earlier, the shall inspect, again, is out of context. That is to inspect the facility to make sure that it meets what the application actually says it does. I do not work for the county. I've had absolutely no contact with the county except for a couple of PDR requests in over a year. I've got probably more problems with the county's review of this than KRC does. KRC states that their range is totally safe and meets the requirements, obviously, because they submitted the permit. The mandatory requirements for containment are legislatively adopted. It is not within the applicant's authority to decide whether or not they will comply with those mandatory requirements. Too many. It would take me more than my 15 minutes, but that's enough. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Allison. Did the parties wish to have post-hearing briefing on the legal issues? Okay. What is the county's response on that question?
We have no interest in discussing those legal issues further at this time.
Okay. How many pages do you think you need? And again, this is legal briefing, not new documents and so forth, but to address the legal arguments that are before me.
Primarily references to legal cases is what we would,
right,
would
yeah.
submit. I would think three pages would be more than sufficient.
Okay, under 10. Okay. I will allow the submission of a brief, and then if the county wish to respond to that, you may do so. Not required, but if the county wishes to do that. And Mr. Allison, if you wish to file a short response as well. How much time do you need?
2 weeks would be wonderful.
Okay.
Can I, just as a point of clarification, if indeed the county and or Mr. Allison provide some sort of response, that we would have the opportunity for a final reply.
Oh, for a reply, certainly. And the reply, that brief 10-page limit, county response, maybe 10-page limit, maybe 5 pages for Mr. Allison, and then the reply, 5 pages. So, five. So, does that seem reasonable?
Sounds that way.
Okay. 2 weeks. Let's see. Today is the 24th. So 2 weeks puts us September 7th. Does that work for you all?
Yes, ma'am.
September 7th. And on the county side, how much time would you like to respond? And I understand that you may or may not submit anything, but depends what is in there.
What we would request 2 weeks, please.
2 weeks, okay. So said 9-7, so then 9-21. And then a reply a week, is that enough? Okay, so 9-28. Okay. All right. And then a decision would be out within 10 business days of that, of the once briefing is completed.
Very good. Now, Mr. Allison's potential reply, that's also in that 2 week window that the county.
Mr. Allison's deadline would be the 21st, the same as the county's, correct?
Thank you.
Yes. And the brief should go to the hearing examiner clerk the same way that everything else has been submitted, and she will forward them on to me. And on the question on the record, at this point, I do view it as closed. It would be highly unusual to reopen the record at this juncture and be a bit of a challenge. So the schedule that I just articulated is for briefing, legal argument cases, and so forth. And I think everyone's on the same page on that. So, all right. Anything else on this?
Not at this time.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for your participation. I know the feelings on this can occasionally run high, so I appreciate everyone's courtesy to one another in completing this proceeding, and I may issue a procedural order to lay out those deadlines, but let's go ahead and they're established, I think, today, and order, just for the record, might not be a bad idea. So I think I'll send out an order that just one page.
That would be appreciated.
One page, and then everybody knows what the
thank you
deadlines are. Okay, I think that's it. Is there anything else we need to address?
Not at this time.
Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you all.